W1JE, listening.
JE, I think it was. This is KI4DTY.
Good afternoon, how you doing?
Good, this is Daniel on this side.
Here. I haven't been on the radio a lot lately. I'm on my way home and I saw that it was off and I figured I'd turn it on and show my call sign. And you were there.
Highway, I'm on 385, about to jump on 85, headed to Charlotte.
Home, my weekend, working shift mechanic, and looking forward to getting home and relaxing for a little while. But you're going to Charlotte, you got a ways to go.
Ways to go, but that's nice that you're done for the weekend. So what does your weekend look like?
No, I'm not done. I got to be back in tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. And then I'm off at 4 p.m. Yeah, we're splitting shifts up. Instead of coming in for 8 hours and on call, we're actually got 24-hour coverage in our plant. And I just happen to have the day shift for a while.
Crazy. So you're on call, so you're there for 24, or how does that work?
Third weekend, I work Saturday and Sunday, 4 a.m. to 4 p.m., and then regular hours through the week, unless one of the weekday shift mechanics is on vacation, and then a couple of us step up and split that. And so next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, I'll be working 4 a.m. to 4 p.m., with Saturday off. Then I got to work Sunday night. Yeah, weird stuff during vacation.
So you actually work at a plant?
We're a paper plant. We make tube boards, like for paper towel, toilet paper, carpeting, all kinds of tubes.
That's pretty cool. So I used to work for a company that it was a how do I explain it? Like a print company, and we would basically hire companies like yours to get our goods from.
In order, we'll get you any kind of paperboard. Well, whatever style we make, I don't know. It's a paperboard. Actually, some of it not anymore. We used to make it and then convert it, make sheets out of it, and we'd sell it to furniture companies. It's amazing how many pieces of furniture are made with paperboard.
Oh, IKEA furniture?
Not IKEA, but generally it's that piece of board that I guess goes in and you put the foam against it and then you put your leather. I don't know, to be honest with you. 90% of our product that goes out the door, I don't know where it goes. The other 10% is tubes. And we actually send tube board to the plant next door, which is our company. And they make tubes out of it to send it back so we could make more paper to put on tubes.
That's pretty crazy. That's too cool. So what's a normal week? I mean, do you usually work, how many days do you get off? Do you actually get a true weekend off, or how's that work?
To do that's pressing, I generally get 2 weekends off and I work a weekend. 2 weekends off and work a weekend. So I'm not really thrilled about going in on my off weekends, but if something needs to be done, I'm not afraid to do it. Just go in, get it done, and go home.
So my brother used to work something similar to that. I can't remember the name of the company he worked for now, and he ended up switching over to a state trooper, but he was always working crazy hours like that.
If you want crazy hours, work for telecom. That'll teach you what crazy hours are. I got so stressed out on it, I had to quit, and now I'm making paper. I went from working for AT&T local to making paper.
Yeah, I actually used to work in TV studios, did a lot of TV studio work. Now I'm independent, I own my own company, but which is why I'm headed to Charlotte now. But no, I worked my time in the TV industry and didn't love it.
The pay was a little bit better. I stressed out too much. It's just one of those things. It life's been so much easier. And I've got a, I used to work on what they call a sheeter, an inline sheeter, where it cut the paper into sheets and we'd stack it. We don't do that anymore. But when we did, I was responsible for that equipment. And there's a contractor we used. There would be Marquip. Marquip. No, it's BW Paper Systems now. Anyway, one of their technicians started his own company. He's trying to get me to go work for him, but I got to travel. I'm not crazy about traveling. But he's, hey, when you're retired and you need some extra money, give me a holler. I said, well, okay. So I'll be retiring in a couple years. I guess I got myself a retirement job when I retire.
You and the wife, if y'all want to, y'all go wherever the job calls for that weekend or that week. A buddy of mine, he does full time. He does a lot of that stuff with the old time machinery. Oh, I say old time, but machinery they don't really make anymore. He goes and he rebuilds it for them when they have problems. So he's always traveling, going, you know, off to Canada or wherever for a couple weeks at a time.
Honestly say, I am not leaving the continental United States to go to work. In fact, I'm just not really crazy about traveling anymore. I did do a little bit of traveling on the job, and it's just not me. In fact, I need an office to go to, because when I worked for AT&T, I started out as a wireless technician, and I got up and got in my truck, and I was on the clock, and then when I got home, I was off the clock. I wouldn't even have an office. Yeah, I need an office to go into, because I just started slacking off on that job really bad.
When I started my own company, it was that way for me a little. I mean, I hear the floor running, but it's hard when you don't have an actual office. But I ended up just converting. I have a home office, but I know what you're talking about. It definitely takes some discipline.
I'd like to work from home, too. Yeah, you know, some of us just don't do it, and that would be me. Now, mind you, working from home a couple days a week, not a bad idea. But I definitely need an office to go into to get my job, to be motivated to do my job. Because for a while there, when I worked for wireless, I wouldn't even set the alarm clock. I'd wait for the phone to ring in the morning, and they'd tell me where I had an issue. And, golly, almost 9 times out of 10, I could fix it remotely. I got laid off from that because the technology healed itself. It started out where there was so much work to do in a cell site that it was 8 cell sites per technician. When I got hired, it was 14 cell sites per technician. And then when they actually laid me off but transferred me to AT&T Local, they were going to, I think it was 24 sites per technician, because it's just basically part swapping. You really don't do any more troubleshooting. And if technology is going where Ericsson, one of the big players, a cell site is now basically, two bread boxes put together. If anything goes wrong, you just take the cell site down and then plug in a new one.
Easy. Especially be over that many, 24 at a time. But yeah, I hear what you're saying, though. If you're just swapping out parts, it's not troubleshooting. But I tell you what, I used to work for a company where I did a bunch of lighting and audio, and sometimes troubleshooting, it can be fun. Put your mind to work, but it can be fun.
For ID, and I just pulled in the driveway, so I'll be clear on your final. It was good talking to you. Made the trip home that much faster. Have a good day.
You have a good one, sir. It was a pleasure to talk to you. This is KF4DTY, and I'll be clear. I'll be on the side monitoring. Have a great one. I know somebody's trying to reach the repeater. You're deep in the static, and I cannot really make you out.
November 4, Romeo Delta, Echo, radio check.
you're hitting the repeater loud and clear.
Roger that. KI-40GY, Kilo November 4 Romeo Delta Echo. Appreciate the radio check. 7-3s. We'll be clear.
7-3. 4DTY, KO-4HKX. Hi, what you doing, Patrick? Just getting home from helping the club move all that stuff they got from Silent Key. Somewhere over in Pickens when we picked everything up, and then somewhere over toward Traveler's Rest when we dropped it off. Have to move a lot of stuff. Is that that antenna we were talking about? No, sir. This was a garage full and a carport full of stuff. It took a, 24, 26-foot box truck to get it all. Is it sold or is it being sold? What's going on? My understanding is they're going to go through it and offer it to the club first and then deal with it from there. The Bras Club, the Greenville Club. Sweet, so you just got back home? Yes, sir. So, I was on a phone call. I get that. So how was your day overall then? We had a lot of fun. Met a few of the hams that are on the radio and a few that are club members but are not on the radio so much. So had a good time. Lots of laughs and just carrying on. Comment. Hey, comment.
KI-4DTY, KO-4NUE. Is that Patrick in there?
That is Patrick.
Good weekend.
Are you talking to me or Chad or Daniel?
Daniel.
I'm having a decent weekend. My in-laws are in town, so it can only be so good. But I spent the day with them yesterday because I'm headed to Charlotte today for a job tomorrow.
I knew your in-laws were in. That's why I asked the question. But anyway, I'm gonna be quiet. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Q, so I'm just going to let you know I'm in here.
Anywhere. You're welcome here anytime. I haven't really heard you on here lately.
Yeah, I'm going to close the gate here, and I'll be able to talk. Give me a couple minutes. Y'all go ahead.
To photograph another wedding. So part of what we do is we donate some of our time to fellow nonprofits. I'm pretty selective right now, but I'm going up there to work with a nonprofit called A Kid Again. It's almost like Make-A-Wish Foundation. So they are doing a big event at Carowinds. So I will be spending the day at Carowinds filming and capturing interviews, stuff like that.
Good time.
Good time. The only thing about it is I was supposed to have somebody working with me and they had to bail out. So now I'm working this event by myself and I am praying to God I can make it.
For HKX, I hate your help backed out on you, but I know you can do it.
For one person because just setting up for interviews, walking the property to try to get people, film them and stuff like that. So it's just a lot to do. But yeah, I'm very thankful to be able to, well, have the job and to be able to help them. And also I'm thankful it's not supposed to be in the 80s and 90s like it was last time I did it.
The plus.
As long as it's not blazing sun, because the sun takes me down, I tell you what, when it's that high and the sun's just beating down on me, I get a horrible headache and usually ends up with me throwing up if I get too hot.
Too good if you're up there doing that now.
But by the time I'm like done, like my body's like, yeah, about that.
I said this morning that I won't be able to make it next weekend. already had plans with my son. I thought it was the following weekend, but it got moved to this weekend. Sorry about that.
Just let me know the date whenever y'all actually want to do something. It'd be good to three of us to reconnect again. That'd be fun.
Well, we were going to try not this coming Saturday, but 2 weeks from today. That would be the 16th.
Open. So I think we should be good. I'm driving, but if you could just text that to me. But I think that should be good.
For you in the group text, that way we can discuss it there.
Chip at all?
No, sir, not at all. I don't even have my antenna hooked up for it right now. I've been working. Unfortunately, I have, or fortunately, unfortunately, whichever way you want to look at it. I've been busy. I've been a lot of nights. I hadn't got in until 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Crazy. How come just because they've been keeping you, or you've been out just with orders and stuff?
New shops, and they are after hours, and running tools down, toolboxes, just and having to do it after hours. So, I mean, it's just been crazy.
How can we happen to do it after hours? Are they just not even open until then?
They'll all come back to the shop, say 5:30, 6 o'clock, and then head out home that way, or things like that, or plants that are shift changes and that kind of stuff. So it's just, I've been taking it as it comes and getting what I can get.
I'm not sure with you. Hopefully you can still hear me. But no, I totally get that. I didn't realize that you were working with some of those grading companies and stuff. For some reason, I was just thinking strictly just shops.
Pretty much anywhere I can sell a tool, I'm going to go visit if they need it.
Shops, do you have to check a list and make sure that you're not overlapping someone else?
Yes, I want to make sure nobody else is going there. I'm not crossing anybody's territory lines, but we're all pretty good about that, so it's generally not a problem.
Is it like a group text or something just to see?
Well, we know where each other's territory's at, and then if it gets close, we'll text the other guy and ask him, hey, you visiting here, or is this in your area, or look at Google Maps, is this, you know, which side of the line it's on.
When you drive by, you see it, you notice it, and then you follow up, or you actually, like, do a research and looking them up on Google and stuff?
We'll just do a cold call and drop in. If a new shop opens up and we see it, I'll usually wait a week or two and see what's going on, and then I'll just do a cold call and drop in.
So have you been able to actually pick up new business?
Yeah, I've picked up a couple new shops lately with a couple guys in them, so it all adds up.
I thought I was going to be going to Georgia on Monday. There's this guy who his daughter is like kind of a high-up golf person, but and I'm falling through in the last minute.
I know you've been trying to get all the jobs in you could get.
I try to keep it low, but still try to make something, but apparently I was still way out of his price range. Like, dang, dude, you got a daughter that's playing golf. I mean, I know that ain't cheap, so I got to make some money somewhere.
Learned a long time ago, I'm not going to be tired and hungry at the same time. If I can't afford to eat, I ain't doing it.
Yeah, so I was hoping it'll work out, but it didn't. But, yeah, I've been trying to go after some jobs. Hey, that construction company I was telling you about, that video, it looks like I may be doing it. I'm sending out that quote on, hopefully Monday or Tuesday. But I had a good call with them, so I'm really feeling pretty good about it. So be praying about it for me with it.
I sure will. But, Daniel, I'm going to have to hop off here. I've got to go meet my wife here in a little bit. So, So you be safe on the rest of your trip, and maybe I'll talk to you on your way back Sunday evening. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. Have a good trip.
Have a good one, Patrick. Y'all have a good dinner tonight in 7-3s. Talk to you later.
QE, you still in there, Daniel?
Yeah, I still got a ways to go. I'm still here. I wasn't sure if you were back in the truck yet or not.
Yeah, I'll ride along with you. I got about an hour to go.
For me, I think I have about an hour left.
Well, listen, did you get your issue straightened out with the breaker panel?
It sealed up. I flashed it and everything, took the siding off the house, or some of the siding off the house, and flashed it, and I think I got it buttoned up. I waited to get one rainstorm last week before I buttoned it up. Just to make sure, and I didn't see any rain or water coming in, so I think I'm good. So I went ahead and put my cabinets in and top and everything, got all that stuff installed.
Well, good deal. You have been able to make any headway with your ham shack?
Attached right where I was putting my ham radio and stuff is where the water was coming in at, so it needed to I literally took everything apart. I disconnected everything and had to move it all out of the way, and which kept me from even being able to check in and stuff last night. But once I got that countertop in and I was able to actually plug the radios back in, so I was glad. And I ran a dedicated power to my ham station just to try to get rid of some of that noise I thought maybe I was getting from electricity.
Good deal. Let's see, so this week, let me tell you, I was going to tell you, this week I took my auto tuner out. I've got a Power Pro 2 auto tuner, and I took it out and put a manual tuner in, and I'm telling you, man, I am loving it. I mean, it is so nice, and you could just really get things dialed in, and I don't think I'm gonna ever use the auto tuner again. I'm just tickled to death with it.
I would have thought that auto tuner would be better. What's the biggest difference? I mean, obviously, I know you're tuning it yourself, so is it the fact of you're just able to actually pick the frequency you want better?
From my observation, the auto tuner I've got, it'll get the SWR kind of close to where you can, you know, get the most power out of it, and it does it pretty quick. But with the manual tuner, it's just so simple to operate, and you can really get down on the details and just get every ounce of power when, you know, going out to the antenna. The 991.
So you had an auto tuner attached to the 991?
Right, I did. Yes, because the antenna I've got is this odd frequency that it's cut for. But because it's so long, I can get pretty much any of the bands, but I lose a lot of power when it tunes. So with the auto tuner, I can get that, a manual tuner, I mean, I can get a little bit extra with it, which is kind of nice.
Now, that is too cool. Where did you have to buy the auto tuner new, or were you able to get it used somewhere?
Yes, I bought the auto tuner new, I don't know, last year, I guess. And then manual tuner I picked up here recently, used, and I'm going to tell you, Roland, K1CJW, he's got one. And every time I go over to visit with him, I see it over there on the shelf. And I ask him, man, how in the world do you use something so complicated? And he just rattles it off like, well, you do this and do that, and you flip this knob, and, you know how that is. It's simple for those gentlemen. But it takes me a little longer. But I'll eventually get there. And I talked with him about it last night, and he just chuckled.
They're so used to using it, it's no big deal. But for us first-timers, it's a different world. But that is too cool. I'm glad you got that manual tuner. Which antenna are you using it with? Like what I'm looking at getting?
The fan dipole. And it's got this kind of sort of resonant on two different bands. I think I'm probably going to add a third one to it. I'm not sure what me and Patrick was talking about that today as far as your antenna goes. And I think what we've decided is we're just going to go ahead and build you one. And then we're just going to show up over there and put it up.
That sounds good. Yeah, I was looking at that one. Patrick sent me the one where you stretch it out. It's just got the two leads, left, right, stretch out. So I wasn't sure if that's what I should get or what.
Seriously, the 16th, we're just going to meet up at the deer camp. And I've got all the stuff. We're just gonna build you one right there. I think we'll take probably 30-40 minutes to build it.
Anyways, because I like to build stuff and I like to see how things work, so I think I would actually appreciate that. I think that'd be fun.
Well, we'll build it and we'll slingshot it up and we'll test it out real quick and see how it works. That's what you want to do. You just roll it up and take it back to the house and just put it up when you're ready.
Yeah, would I need or should I try to use a manual tuner or something like that with it?
That Yaesu, it's got an auto tuner built into it, right?
Right one to ask, I believe so.
Yeah, it does. There's a button on the left. You know, this is another opportunity for you to push some more buttons. So, if you look on the radio, there'll be a button that says tune. And when you engage that, it should automatically tune the antenna.
But
you act
like you haven't already pushed it a couple times.
Push it, there'll be a little red icon pops up on the screen that says tune. Or it may say AT tune, which is auto tune, and it'll get the SWR. It'll get it pretty close.
Yeah, I think that'll be fun. I can't wait to actually be able to jump on HF. I've been working on, like I said, trying to get that office and the ham stuff put back in and get that my office reset back up. I hate to have a ton of clutter. It eventually affects me mentally, so I've been just trying to get everything reorganized.
I get it. I can't focus on what I'm doing when there's a whole bunch of stuff laying around, and I'm bad about that. But I have learned that it just defeats me a little bit, so I have to keep things organized.
Same way. So I gotta finish wrapping this stuff up and I'll be good, but it's kept me from being on the radio. How'd you enjoy your weekend? Miss Anna came down, right?
Yeah, Daniel, you starting to probably get out of the coverage. You're getting pretty scratchy, so we probably on a short haul here, but she came up last night. We had a good time, and then we got up and work with the club a little bit, moving some stuff for the club. So I'm on the way back to the house now, and I'm a little tired, I gotta admit.
Rage Kicks.
I'm Patrick, KO4NUE.
Say the same thing, but I was going to give you a hard time about being tired. All you did was stand up there in the trailer.
I know. But just think about it. I handled every piece that came into the back of that trailer. Don't forget to add that.
Into that line.
I think we're both going to be a little tired and sore in the morning.
I tell you, the dust is what's getting me right now.
Just, I've been having some sneezing fits, so I get it. It's been bothering me a little bit, too.
Drag it out a little bit, so maybe Daniel will come back in there.
It's just, I think he's gone. It's gone. he's, you know if he's going up, what's he going up, 26? Or 85, I mean.
Yeah, he was going up 85.
You get right there at Kings Mountain, it just drops completely out.
Not out when I went down there in February.
What you got on the agenda for tomorrow?
Well, I'll go to church in the morning, and then tomorrow we're probably going to have to go work on the tool truck, trying to get it cleaned up, organized a little bit. But try to take me a little bit of a break tomorrow afternoon.
So, I gotta ask, you gonna be on the net tonight?
Yes, sir.
I may need a little bit of help to demonstrate the faster key down. Would you be opposed to that?
No, sir. Not a problem. You let me know what you need, and I'm there.
I appreciate it. So I'm right here at Pumpkin Town where we had lunch today, so I'm looking at it for the second time.
KO4DTY.
Hey, Daniel.
Got a hole right here on 85. My gosh, what is it? I'm near Rock Hill, I think.
We thought we lost you for good, but how much... let's see, Rock Hill, that's about 20 minutes from Kings Mountain, I believe, right?
Trying to see where I'm at on the map here.
You're right there at the entrance of Kings Mountain. She's just going to poop out on you. I'm just going to let you know.
I'm right at the border of South Carolina, North Carolina.
KO4NUE, how much, how late you going to have to work tonight, Daniel?
Tonight, I'm just mostly going to get set up, get things ready, get my equipment ready. I just did not want to. I am not a morning person. And I did not want to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning just to head here to set up and then work a full day in the sun.
Okay. All right, so... You just gonna drop the equipment off and head back?
I'm gonna go ahead and just get a hotel room tonight. No sense in driving all the way back home. Especially with gas prices, I probably will save money getting a hotel room.
Okay. All right, well, Patrick, you still in there? Go ahead and pick it up.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here. I was just letting y'all go on for a minute. I really just hanging out for a few minutes. I won't be around much longer.
Hey.
Well, it's not a date. My wife's grandmother passed away, so we're going to a family get-together tonight.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'll let her know.
She's pretty close locally to you guys?
She's on the other side of town, not too far away. Families live here in the county, and both of us born and raised here for generations back.
hopefully that's cool. I know I enjoy usually having my family pretty close, but there's still those times.
How did the club meeting go Thursday night?
Good. I think we had probably, I don't know, 10, 15 people show up. And it was really good to see everybody. You know, we kind of closed down in December. I shut everything down in December and moved to Zoom. And so this was their first time in about 90 days, I'd say. So we had some snacks and had some ham radio stuff, you know, for sale. And we just got to sit around and talk about what's coming up in the club next. And, you know, when we're going to get started and things like that. We got it pretty much ironed out. We just gonna start working on it here in a week or so, I guess.
I was going to try to make it, but I ended up working past 7:30.
So I'll still be listening, but I doubt I'll be able to comment.
Go ahead, Daniel.
At the King's Mountains, I wanted to give you a heads up that I'll probably be fading out, but I'll still be listening.
Daniel, be safe. 73s, and try to enjoy yourself, but sometimes you've got to take time for yourself. I've been there, done that, but, you know, watch out for yourself. KO4NUE, clear.
KO4HK, clear.
It was great talking to y'all. Thanks for the use, though.